you? I can't remember. Who was it? Was it just you? No. Was it just you and your brother?
No.
Just you and your two brothers? No. Was it you and 10 people? How many people was it? Everybody. Wow, I've got something to share with you. I've got a wonderful picture up here. Do you guys think you could put it up for me at the back? The scan. Is it up there? Now, you guys, how many children do I have?
Three.
It's not a trick question. I only have two. But this is Zach. This is Zach, my three-year-old. Now, there's a picture that's going to come up here that's going to show a picture of a scan. And the scan, it's not exactly the one that was done when I had to go to the hospital. But when I was pregnant with Zach, I had to go to the hospital because the nurse wanted to check that everything was all right with Zach. So what they did, they got me to lie down on a bed and they get this squidgy stuff and they stick it on my tummy and they get this great little clever camera monitor thing and they put it on the tummy and they rolled it around and out of that, yeah?
They done that to me, on my hair.
They do that to you on your heart. That is pretty cool, although quite freaky if you'd found a baby in there. But it was just your heart beating. Very good. It feels funny, doesn't it? So they do that, you've got to lie down, and suddenly on the screen, you see a picture a little bit like this. But I knew there was a baby in my tummy, but let's be frank, it just looks a little bit weird, doesn't it? Looks a little bit like a squiggle. In fact, I can't tell very much about that baby from that picture. I don't know whether the baby's legs are going to be long or short. I don't know what colour hair that baby's going to have. Actually, I don't even know if that baby's going to be a boy or a girl. And that was just what happened with my scan, with Zach and with Sophia. I saw this picture, I didn't really know anything about it. It was just a bit of a squiggle. But you see, the thing is, what's so amazing is God knew. God knew when that picture was taken of that baby, and when that picture was taken of Zach, he knew that Zach was going to be a boy. He knew he was going to have blonde hair. He knew he was going to have blue eyes. He knew he was going to love football. He knew he was going to love tomato ketchup. In fact, and love playing the frisbee. And in fact, God is so cool. He even knows how many hairs are on Zach's head. How many of you have counted all your hairs on your head? Yeah? Regularly do that when I'm bored at night. One, two, three. Do you know what? God knows just how many hairs are on your head. How long must have that taken him to count? It's pretty special, isn't it? Just the two. I like that. So you see, the Bible said that God knows us and he chose us right before the beginning of time. So none of us are here by mistake. None of us landed here and God wakes up one morning and goes, "Oh, how did you get there?" He goes, "I knew you. I knew that you were going to be here today. I knew that you were going to be wearing jeans and a jumper and your trainers and you look great. I knew everything about you and I'm so excited and so pleased." And you know what he wants to know? You to know that not only does he know everything about you, but he also has a plan for each one of your lives. He has things that he knows that you love and that you're going to enjoy doing and that you're going to spend your time doing, and you're going to do them when you're this age and you're going to do them in 5 years time and what you're going to be doing in 10 years time. And he wants to walk that walk out with you. So if we say to Jesus, "I want you in my life, I want to be your friend and I want to follow you," he says, "Yeah, come on, let's walk that path." And he's going to take you and you're going to live the most fantastic and exciting life together, because he knew you right from the moment you were that old. Cool. So while we're thinking about that, I think we might need to get move ourselves a little bit and do a bit of jiggling around. Are we up for that? Are we up for that? I'm seeing a few people at the back looking like they might have had a late night. Quite a few of us were at a wedding reception last night, and Marta was showing off her dancing skills. So I'm thinking perhaps actually you might be looking tired, but secretly you're up for a little bit of the action songs. So why don't we all stand up? And do you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you guys, seeing as you're standing up anyway, just move a couple of rows forward and come join us in so we're all a bit closer together.
Okay, so guys,
You know, the memory verse is, God has chosen you from the beginning of time. And the truth is that God, we're all God's favorites. I'm God's favorite. You're God's favorite. We're all God's favorite. And that's the mystery of the gospel, is that we're all his favorite. And the truth is, we're going to sing a song. We're going to teach you a song now called Jesus Never, Never, Never Turned Anyone Away. And that's the truth, that Jesus never turned anyone away, okay? So while I just call out the verse, maybe you'd practice the actions, okay? So praising God, I love telling God I love him and having him deep down in my heart. It's just the most wonderful thing ever. But today's memory verse is, who can tell me today's memory verse? Hands up. Yeah. High five. Well done. Anybody else? Any of the adults? This girl over here. Yeah. High five. Well done. That's cool. Excellent. Isn't that wonderful news? But you know what? Sometimes we don't always feel like that, do we? Sometimes we feel a bit down or we feel a bit left out. Do you know what? Does anybody here like celebrations, chocolates? Yeah? Has anybody... Do you know... In my house, we love celebration chocolates. And we always have favorite ones, okay? So... I was thinking about this, whether I give them out now, but I was thinking maybe during the game, we could give them out as prizes during the game we're going to have, okay? But what I wanted to do was ask you, does anybody here have a favorite celebrations chocolate? Yes. Galaxy. I think that's our favorite. Maybe it's Catherine, or sorry, I think it's Sala's favorite. Is there anybody else who's a favorite? The Mars one. Yeah, I love the Mars one. Yeah. Caramel. Lovely chocolate, yeah. The Mars one, yeah. Toffee, yeah. Bounty is really good, yeah. Toffee, yeah. Any of the adults have a really favourite one? Well, you know what? I think I really like the Maltesers ones. They're really nice. But you know what nobody said? And in my house, they always get left to last. Nobody said these ones. And it seems no matter whose house you go to or wherever you go to, there's always one particular chocolate that's left to the last. It's not the truffles. It's the Snickers. Look at the Snickers. Behind the line. Okay. So, do you know what? In our house, it's always the Snickers. They get left to last. And you know what? Sometimes maybe some of us feel a bit like that. When maybe some of the boys, when the football teams have been picked, you're left to last. Or maybe when the girls are forming friendships and you're not the most popular or something like that. And sometimes this really feels a bit hard because we're not always... you know, picked first, or we're not always the best penalty taker, or we're not always the best at maths in school, or whatever it is, you know. But God wants to tell you this morning, and I want to share with you, that God thinks that you, each one of you, is fantastic. He thinks you are the best. And that goes for you, all the boys and girls and the mums and dads and all the adults here today. God loves you. He thinks you are fantastic. You are his favorite. You are his favorite. Okay? God doesn't have anybody who he leaves out. As we sang there, Jesus never turned anyone away. He loves us all and he treats us all the same. And he actually, we're all his favorite. Okay? The same as we all have a favorite chocolate, God treats us as his favorite. And you know what? See the way all the chocolates are different. We're all different, aren't we? There's none of us are exactly the same. We're all maybe not even different looking, but we also have different talents. We also have different skills. And those different talents and those different skills work well together. And it's like a picture of how the church works well together, because we all do different things well. And when we all work in together and we all volunteer and we all give our time, then the church works really well together. It's like a family. Yeah? It's like a family, like a community. And so we're going to have a game now, I think. And we're going to have some kids doing basketball. And I'm going to see how many kids can get a basket in the basketball. And we're going to have different heights, okay, depending on your size. So, okay, who here can tell me this week's memory verse? Yes, I'll have you first. Not quite, not quite. That's not exactly, it is, but it's not quite what's written up on the board. Oh, high five, here you go. Okay, now, okay, so first of all, what size are you? You're pretty big. Okay, I want you to try from here. See if you can score a basket from there. Okay, and I want everyone to cheer. Ooh. Yeah, well done. What's your favorite, Alex? What's your favorite? Quick, quick. Okay, well done. Okay, now, who else knows this week's memory verse? Yes. Okay. Just listen to these guys when they said. Hold on, you're his brother. Okay. Okay, you're going to have to go back here because you're really big. Okay, now, just try it there. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah! Done. Pick your favorite galaxy truffle or whatever it is. Okay, now this boy here. Yeah. Not quite. Not quite. I'll give you another chance. Yes. Okay. From this part here. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Well done. Nice one. Well done. Okay. Now this girl over here. Yes. Nice one, well done. Okay, maybe this one here. Give it a go. Yes, we got some superstars here today, I tell you. Nobody's missed yet. It's amazing, well done. Okay, yes.
God has chosen you from the beginning of time.
Excellent, okay. Now, you're quite big, so do you think? Yeah, we'll try it out there. Oh, unlucky, unlucky. Okay, and this girl here.
God has chosen you from the beginning.
High five. Well done. Okay, up the front here. I'll give you a go from here. Well done. Yeah! Well done, Holly. Good stuff. Well done. Good girl. Now, this boy, I'll give you another chance. There you go. All right, now, I think maybe here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're pretty. Oh, unlucky, unlucky. Well done, okay, up you come. Three-pointer. Get the chocolates ready. Oh, unlucky, unlucky, unlucky. Yes.
God has chosen you from the beginning of time.
Excellent. Now, in the middle one. Middle one. There you go. Oh! I don't know, I don't know. Okay, yes. Did you have a go before? No. Okay, up you come. I imagine you're pretty good, so try it from there. Okay. Come on. Go, Liam. Yeah, the crowd went wild. Well done. Okay. There is no stickers. Well, there is. They're all in here. Yes. Break it. Well done. Okay, up you come. Okay, from here. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold it again. Wait. Okay. Now, give it a go. Yay! Well done. That's fantastic. Well done. There you go. Well done. Okay. Now, yes. Yes. What's the memory verse? Do you know it?
Yeah.
God is. What is it?
God is the beginning of time.
Well done, well done. Okay, now you stand there. Hold on. Now, ready? Into the basket. Yeah! Well done. I need an assistant. There you go, buddy. There you go. Well done. Okay. Now. Okay. Who hasn't had a go yet? Is there anybody who hasn't had a go yet? Hasn't had it taken a basket? Yes, this girl here. Yes. Zach hasn't had a go. Okay, up you come. Up you come. Now. Where? I'll give you a go from here. Yeah? Okay. How are you, basketball? Oh, so close, so close. Where's Zach? Where is he? Ah! What is it? Do you know what the memory verse is? God has chosen you from the beginning of time. Yeah? Okay. Good boy. Okay. Here you go. Okay. Well done. Okay, take a chocolate. Well done. Okay. Now, anybody who hasn't had a go? Did you have a go? Did you score? Yes. Well done. Okay, up you come. Maybe somewhere in between the middle of those. Stand about here. Yeah. Okay. Oh, unlucky, unlucky, unlucky. Okay, yes. Okay, well done, from the middle. Has he had a go? Oh dear, I'm getting into trouble here now. Yes. Okay, from here. I'm going to practice my art, okay? I'm going to practice my art here. But,
yeah, so I need Paddy, okay? And he's going to come up and he's going to draw a picture of Catherine for me. Okay.
Oh, Catherine.
She might
come see
over
your profile there.
For him here.
Okay.
We'll see how good Paddy can draw, okay?
Now.
There she is. Okay. Stand over here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I see her head. Oh, yeah, okay. There's her face. Oh, lovely hair.
I'm pretty bad at art now, but anyway, here we go. Yeah.
Wow, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I see her long hair and everything. Yeah, that's great. But you know what? I'm not sure it's very good. You know, it's pretty good, but I think maybe her nose is a little small in this. Maybe I should just make it a bit bigger. And actually, I think her hair could be better. And let me see. Well, her arms look a little short, don't you think? I think she has longer arms. Oh, yeah, the other arm now. Make that the same. Oh, now her legs look too short. Her arms are all the way down here. Oh, I'll have to make her legs longer. There's big feet. Do you think it looks better? No, I don't think so. I think I made a few mistakes. I probably should have just left it, shouldn't I? Yeah, it looks a bit messy now. No, I don't think it really looks like Catherine anymore. Okay, guys, it's really important, okay? Paddy did a lovely drawing of Catherine, okay? But I came along and I thought, you know what? I could change that. I could probably make it a bit better, fix it up a little bit. But in the end, it just made it into a big mess. Yeah, I should change the paper and start again. It just made it into a big mess. But you know what? God, okay? When God makes us, guys, when God makes us, he doesn't make mistakes, okay? He doesn't come along and decide, actually, you know what? I didn't make Bethany as I wanted her to be, or I didn't make Liam as I wanted him to be. He doesn't say, actually, you know what? I messed up. That person's nose is too big, or that person's arms are too short. Do you think he does that? No way. When he makes you, okay, before you're even born, when he thinks of you and he makes you perfect. And he doesn't think that he's made a mistake. He looks at you and he says, brilliant.
They're perfect. They're just the way I wanted them to be. Jack is perfect. Dara's perfect. Zach is perfect. All of you are perfect. Every single person. God is so happy with how he creates you, and he thinks that you're just perfect and amazing. And Paddy mentioned it earlier. He said that even though God has created us all, even though he knew us from the beginning of time, he made us all a bit different too, didn't he? We're not all the same. He made us different. We look different. But we also have different abilities, okay? We also have different talents. And Catherine was saying earlier, and Paddy was saying earlier, how we all need to work together, okay? Paddy said we're like a family in the church and we all use our talents. So we couldn't have done this today without the guys at the sound desk, Kyle and Judah and Therese. We needed their help, okay? We couldn't have done this without them. We couldn't have done it without Catherine. Catherine was planning. She was planning this service. We couldn't have done it without Paddy. We wouldn't have had anyone to play guitar. Okay? All these people had to work together and use their talents that God had given them. So just remember, okay, that God had made you, okay? He made you perfect. He knew about you from the beginning of time. And he made you with special abilities and talents that you can use for him. Isn't that brilliant? We're all different, but we're all perfect. So what we're going to do now is, Paddy, we're going to have one of the DVD songs. We're going to put that on the back. And what we're going to do is we're going to get everyone to stand. And Bethany is going to come and stand up here and teach us the actions. And what we're going to do is, what we always do at the end of service is we have a chance for the adults to be prayed for. But during our family service, we also have a chance for any kids that want to be prayed for. So I'm going to be sitting over there. And Paddy is going to be sitting over there. And so any boys that want to be prayed for, maybe about what we've been talking about this morning, something that made you think about, or anything that's going on at the moment for you in your life, Paddy will pray for you there, and I'll be sitting over there. And any girls, I can pray for you there. So if we'll all stand and we can sing the song together, and then anyone who wants to be prayed for, we'll love to pray for you. So do you want to sit up there? Stand up there so people can see.
So this song is called Super Strong God, and Bethany's going to do the actions up here. And basically, it's a worship song about God. It's a worship song saying God is a super strong God, and he's amazing. He made everything so beautiful. He made us, he made the world, he made everything so beautiful. And he's a super strong God. So let's lift our hearts and our minds and our voices to our God in heaven this morning and sing Super Strong God. Let's really worship the Lord this morning. Okay, we get it up on the screen. It says, God, you're amazing, the heavens declare. Amazing, the heavens declare your glory and power.